Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattlemen.org. It appears that Europe may soon become a land that will no longer tolerate glyphosate. Ahead of a European Union meeting of environmental ministers this week, leaders in France say that country will vote against the continued use of the herbicide glyphosate. The EU license for glyphosate expires at the end of June, and if not extended, manufacturers will have 6 months to phase out products containing glyphosate. The European Commission, after failing to win support for a proposal to renew the license for up to 15 years, had offered a 12 to 18 month extension pending further scientific study. However, with countries like France and Germany abstaining from an earlier vote, the compromise lacked enough support to be adopted. The issue was transferred to an appeal committee consisting of representatives of the 28 EU nations. That committee meets Friday. If no decision is reached by the qualified majority there, then the European Commission could choose to act on its own. Glyphosate, of course, is the primary ingredient of the chemical Roundup, which has been a revolutionary chemical for U.S. and really global agriculture. It looks like, though, Europe may be saying no. We've got harvest reports, a couple of reports now. First of all, USDA has got their latest crop progress numbers out, and they say that in the case of Texas, we're now 55% harvested. That's up from 35% a week ago. They say Oklahoma, 55% harvested versus 34% a week ago, and Kansas, 25% harvested versus 5% a week ago. However, that 55% number in Oklahoma is well under the Oklahoma Wheat Commission's number that was issued yesterday evening of 85% done. According to the Wheat Commission, in most parts of Oklahoma, areas are reportedly 90 to 95% complete, with the exception of the Oklahoma Panhandle and parts of southwest and south central Oklahoma. As a whole, as we mentioned, 85% of the harvest is now done, according to the commission. Contrast, of course, USDA saying only 55% done at this point. It pointed out to me by some folks on social media that if 45% of the Oklahoma wheat crop is still in the field, where is it going to go? Storage bins are full with many piles of grain out across the countryside. We've had a bountiful harvest, it looks like, and it is getting very close to being complete. Crop progress numbers out yesterday afternoon from USDA. 75% of the U.S. corn crop rated in good to excellent shape. That's unchanged from a week ago. Looks like the U.S. Soybean crop, 73% of the crop rated in good to excellent shape. 54% of the U.S. cotton crop rated good to excellent. 38% rated in fair shape as of this weekend. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the Superior Livestock Tallgrass Video Auction coming up this Friday, June 24th. It'll be live from the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia, Kansas, and seen live on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring yearlings from the Flint Hills and from the Osage. For information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.